sometime in the past when I took upon myself to have a rigorous study of scriptures. There were passages of scriptures that made indelible mark in my soul, that imparted so much wisdom into me. And when you get the wisdom of God that comes from the word of God, it changes your perception. It changes the way you see things radically. And that gives an edge in dealing with the affairs of life in a more accurate and precise manner. But when you lack that kind of wisdom, you become a victim of popular opinion. And you do the same things that every other person is doing. And there's no way you do the same thing that other people are doing that you don't get the same result with them. You see the point? This first book of Job, this chapter 1 of Job, is a very rich book that we can learn a lot from it. And the Holy Spirit is used to impart us so much. Now, as we heard it, you know, there was a garden of the sons of God. And the devil showed up. How can God be having meeting with his children? The devil will come. You will say, but why should the devil have access to God? The guy still has some privileges, though. Even though he's a fallen angel, he still has right to go into God's presence. Amen? So some of you who think that the devil, when he sees God, he runs away. If he can see, access God, who are you? Who are you? That's point number one. Not only that, he has said, God even recognize him. I said, devil, how are you? Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? He said, from moving to and fro the earth. Because even while he was heaven, he walks like that. The devil was raised. Lucifer was raised as a priest in heaven. He walks in the coals of fire that purifies him. And on account of that, he has the ability to discharge energy that comes from God's presence. That's why it's called the light bearer. So he traps the energy of God and then displays it in a very outstanding manner. So now that he has fallen, he's still doing that on earth here. And when he's doing that, he's exercising his function as a fallen angel. And he goes around considering human beings. When he considers you, it means he will subject you to scrutiny to know what is your status spiritually. On account of that, he can either deal with you or rank you somewhere and know that this one belongs to God. So that's why God asked him, have you considered my servant Job? And God began to show the profile of Job. An upright man. He said, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil. Four things. As far as God is concerned, when he sees Job, these are the four things he sees. He didn't say, he's rich. He's the richest man in the East. Oh, he has seven children. That did not come in the profile of what God says about Job. Whatever you are in this earth, as far as materiality is concerned, for God, it's not a ranking. What God sees is these four things. Are you blameless? Are you upright? That means, is your hand stretched to do good, whether it is good or bad? Are you stretched, convinced to keep doing good always? That's what it means to be upright. Are you blameless? Do you freely yield yourself to evil? Do you resist wickedness? These are the profile of the man called Job. And the devil means to turn the argument. He says, it's not because you are blessed him in so many things. That's why he's serving you. That means it is God, bless me and I will serve you. But God said, no, I know my servant Job. He serves me because he loves me. They've now negotiated and said, okay, let me go and touch those things and see whether he will not serve you. And that's why God said, okay, go. Because as far as God is concerned, those things he has is what? Doesn't really make sense. What makes sense is his spiritual profile. That's why when you lose things and you are crying, God wonders, why are you crying? Is it this tainted thing that deteriorates in their use? Why do you apply so much value to it? And look at the way Job responded. God has given and God has taken. Even though we know it wasn't God who took away. It was the devil who took those things away.
And then finally, the Bible says, from the reading to this, so Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now, the first attack took place. Praise the Lord. Did you catch it? Okay, let me read it from this place here. He said, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself do not stretch forth your hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now he has left the presence of the Lord. What happens next? Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the elder brother's house. And there came a messenger of Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them. The Sabians. Who sent the Sabians? Praise the Lord. Are you catching the wisdom here? The devil left God's presence. I thought it was the devil who should come down. He went and what? Used the Sabians. Let's continue. While he was still speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God fell from heaven. Is it true? Is it the fire of God? We should change it. The fire of who? The fire of Satan. Let's continue. When he was still speaking, there came another and said, the Chadians formed three companies and made a raid upon the camels and took them. Who are these Sabians? Who are these Chadians? These are people on earth whom the devil has recruited already, not knowing that they are meant to carry out evil assignments. When we talk about these bandits and what they are doing, we just think that it's normal. There's a spirit behind their actions that inspires what they do. That's why if you like, kill them, more will still be coming. It's a spiritual battle. It's a battle of heritage. These Chadians and these Sabians are like terrorists in those days. Did they sit down to discuss Satan? Did they tell them, okay, see, I went to heaven and I spoke with God. And God said I should deal with this man called Job. So you should go and attack him. Did any transaction of that happen? They will be doing it as normal life activity, but they are carrying out an assignment in the soul of the devil. So that is why sometimes when things are happening, when people are acting, don't just conclude this person is wicked. Have you tried to find out what inspired this person's action? And so instead of dealing with the person, deal with the one that inspires him. Once you cut off the information, oh, this person is a witch. Kill him. You kill this person, the spirit goes and takes another person. Deal with the spirit, this person is free. This opened up my sight many years ago to understanding the organigram of prayer life. When the devil marks you, he knows the things he goes for. And so we pray at this mass that the Lord's word, as the word of God is coming to us and enlightening us, we will understand the ways of God. You see, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. In our families, we see things happen. We see our children changing and becoming something else. We should know the devil is negotiating their soul. And when he has that sense, he'll start using them. It's not only shouting at them. You have to also learn to also pray for them. You need to exercise your faith in dealing with the energies that come to control their soul. Or else, the devil turn them to Sabians and to Chadians. That's why we must always be in tune with God. Our profile every day should not be how much you have. What are you required? My self-personality, that is babas, that is trash. It is your walk with God. That's what God values. Your walk with God can do a lot for you, more than what many think about you. May God bless you. What's the highest surprise of our Lord?